From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Investors are bolstered by the latest upbeat economic news. The Institute for Supply Management's Index on Manufacturing rose to 51.5 in September, ending a three-month-long contraction over the summer. At last check, Dow was up 119 points at 13,555, NASDAQ gaining 6, it's at 3121, and the S&P 500 up 8 points at 1449. The U.S. jobless rate remains high, though, and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says he doesn't foresee the economy growing fast enough to make a big difference.
The economy's growing a trend or less, you're just not going to see much progress in unemployment. So the real question is not, is there something wrong with the labor market? I don't think there's anything in particular wrong with the labor market. I think the question is, why isn't the economy growing faster?
But Bernanke says he doesn't think the U.S. is headed for another recession. 2 days before his first debate with President Obama, Republican former Governor Mitt Romney's calling for a new strategy toward the Middle East. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports Romney's using a Wall Street Journal op-ed to continue his foreign policy attacks on the president.
The column extends Romney's critique that, quote, our country seems to be at the mercy of events rather than shaping them. He talks about the attacks in Libya that killed a U.S. ambassador, about Iran's pursuit of nuclear weapons, and about the U.S. relationship with Israel. Romney argues that President Obama is letting U.S. global leadership wane. While the column calls for a new Mideast strategy, Romney does not offer specific policy details. This Wall Street Journal piece comes days before a crucial debate that will focus on domestic, not foreign policy. The Romney campaign has been talking more about foreign policy in recent weeks. They see it as a growing Obama administration weakness, since the White House admitted that attacks in Libya were an act of terrorism by people with a connection to Al-Qaeda. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.
The German Social Democratic candidate who will challenge Chancellor Angela Merkel in elections next year is accusing her government of failing to tackle the underlying causes of Europe's debt crisis. Details from NPR's Silvia Poggioli.
As soon as Peer Steinbrück was nominated today as his party's top candidate, he said Angela Merkel's government is fighting off the symptoms but not the underlying causes of the Eurozone crisis. Europe's financial sector must be fully overhauled, he said, as he called for greater regulation of banks and hedge funds. In further contrast with the stringent austerity policies of the Merkel government, Steinbrück said that while heavily indebted Greece must stick to its bailout commitments, it should be given more time, and he did not rule out a third rescue package for Athens. Steinbrück said Greece will struggle to borrow from the markets for 7 to 8 years and will have to help for this period. Sylvie Poggioli, NPR News, Berlin.
Dow is up more than 100 points. This is NPR News. A New Mexico company is expanding its recall of its peanut butter products. Sunland's decision affects multiple brand names after salmonella illnesses were linked to Trader Joe's creamy salted Valencia peanut butter. Federal health officials are saying 30 illnesses have now been reported in 19 states. Minnesota orchestra musicians are facing a lockout, possibly, after their contract talks with management collapsed yesterday. Associated Press reporting today no new talks were scheduled. Last week, management threatened to lock musicians out once the contract expired at midnight. The musicians had rejected an offer that would have cut salaries an average of 34%. Hotel Transylvania is the top draw at theaters in the United States as well as Canada, earning an estimated $43 million in ticket sales. NPR's Trina Williams reports Hotel Transylvania sets a new record high for September debuts.
Higher ticket prices help Hotel Transylvania top Sweet Home Alabama, which had held the record for 10 years. Sweet Home Alabama actually sold more tickets. Adam Sandler and Selena Gomez are voices featured in Hotel Transylvania.
I want to go out and see the world.
Whoa, 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 honey, you're too young.
I'm 118 years old.
Don't give me the pouty bad face.
The 3D animated movie also jolts the box office back to life after a late summer dip. Appealing to action fans, Looper opened strongly at number 2, providing a further boost to the box office. Last weekend's winner, End of Watch, drops to 3rd place. Trouble with the Curve is 4th, and House at the End of the Street closes out the top 5. The weekend's other new wide release, Won't Back Down, debuts at number 10. Trina Williams, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.